In May 1983, at a small village in Herefordshire called St. Wonards, Francis Horowitz wrote a poem. It's a poem about an afternoon she had spent above Capelifyn in the summer of 1976. And this is what the poem says. It's entitled Old Song. Birdsong outside my window recalls tremblings of water. I lay alone, deep in ferns by the stream's edge. Only the bees hum and the labyrinthine murmurings entered my mind. Birdsong and water bear away grief. I walked home through the mountain mist, calling your name. If you drive southwest from Hereford down the A49, and then having driven up a hill called Callow, you turn off towards Monmouth at Kingsthorne, you will see over to the west a long line of dark hills with a distinctive drop at their northernmost end. You're looking at the Black Mountains, and the drop at the northernmost end is Capelifyn above Hay-on-Wye. Continue driving towards Monmouth and you'll come to Wormalo Tump, so called because there was once a distinctive tumulus there, which locals claimed was the burial place of Amer, son of Arthur. Now, without being aware of it, there aren't any notices, you have now entered a land called Archenfield, the kingdom of Aerging. It's a curious and beautiful part of Herefordshire, which borders on one side Monmouthshire and on the other Gloucestershire. In that particular bit of the county of Herefordshire, there are villages with strongly Welsh names, like Llanworn, Llandinabo, and Triago, and of course St. Wonards itself, named after a Celtic saint variously called Wonard or Gwenarth. Nearby is another tump in which local legends say the saint was buried in a golden coffin. In fact, it's a Bronze Age burial mound. Southwest Herefordshire, for those of us who know it, is an enchanted bit of countryside. And it was there that Francis Horowitz wrote that small but haunting poem, which I've just read to you. Why have I chosen it this Good Friday? Because for me it captures our human longing for place with beauty and powerful memories. And then if we have that sense of place, also poignantly and always associated with that place is a feeling of dislocation, of being uprooted, of not quite belonging, of disenchantment, of alienation, even sometimes of profound bewilderment and spiritual anguish. And so it must have been for the disciples and the three Marys after the crucifixion. Golgotha was known to them. It was for them a distinctive and horrific place, a place which forever afterwards would be associated with a death of terrible cruelty. For Francis Horowitz, recalling a kind of epiphany moment on the Black Mountains some 7 years before she actually wrote her poem, the place, murmuring with beauty though it was also a place in which she could voice her spiritual anguish. I walked through the mountain mist, calling your name. Would it not have been exactly the same for Mary and for the disciples after the crucifixion? Golgotha would call out from their souls' depths a cry of loss, calling out into the silence the name of Jesus. And yet, that place became for them not only a place of loss, but a place of immense and indescribable joy. It was nearby that there were encounters with the risen Christ, in the garden when Mary Magdalene mistook the Christ for a jobbing gardener, in the upper room where Jesus appeared to the disciples, on the road to Emmaus, and further away when the disciples had returned to Galilee to fish. There the risen Christ was, waiting for them on the beach. Caught between Golgotha and Galilee, that is where Mary and the disciples were, living with the memories of cruel anguish, but also with the joy of resurrection. So too for us. Most of us here will have known the awful abyss of grief, and most of us here will also have known the joy of small resurrections. We carry both of those experiences within us. It is what makes us human, because you and I live between Golgotha and Galilee all the time. And there's no escape except at and through death. It is our belief and our audacious hope that through his death and his resurrection, Jesus has brought Golgotha and Galilee and united them into one divine place, a sacred place which is both within and beyond time, a sacred place which is our ultimate destiny. For the moment, you and I have a foretaste, but in heaven, all the places we have known, in sadness and in joy, all those places will be enfolded and transformed by the loving hands of God and we shall sing our alleluias. And the watercourses and the hills and the valleys of our lives will burst into a joy beyond all words and beyond all imaginings. For in heaven, in paradise with our Lord, God our God will be all in all. Amen.